You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
It's a very beautiful insight. As we had the introduction about taking revenge in Midian, Tzahav says, the Pasuk says, that the Ribono Shel Olam told the Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, so this is your last mission. You go to Midian, take a revenge, and then he says, Achar te'asef el amecha. And then you have to join your nation. That means you go to Olam Haba. So Harav asks, how come he says Achar? You should say Ve'achar. And then, so when you accomplish this mission, so then you join Olam Elyon. So Harav brings an interesting thing from Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Hei, the 25 page of Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Now, there are characters that later on, they were parallel to our great tzaddikim, such as Aharon, such as Shemuel HaNavi, like Yiftach was like Shemuel, and so on. So Gemara says that Yerubal bedoro ke Moshe bedoro. Yerubal bedoro ke Moshe bedoro. Who was Yerubal? No, he says Yerubal is parallel to Moshe. That means he was a very great tzaddik. Yerubal was a character. But just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Who was he? Gideon. You have anybody named Gideon?
Yeah.
So he says Yerubal was exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu. Who's Yerubal? Gideon.
How?
I'm sorry?
How he was Moshe Rabbeinu.
Because Gideon actually he stood in front of Ribono Shel Olam. No, he didn't pray. He demanded. Yeah, he demanded. He says, you know, that's not fair. You know, I'm saying they're going through a lot of pain and you're not saving them. No, you took him out of Mitzrayim and then you left him alone. So he had a claim. So the angel comes and then he tells Gideon, Lech bekochacha ze. He says that you are the messenger to save Am Yisrael with this strength that you have. And what was the strength? No. Because you defended Am Yisrael. Because you stood up for Am Yisrael. So that means that Ribono Shel Olam always is looking for someone that do we put in good word for Am Yisrael, like a lawyer. Always defends Am Yisrael with a good word for Am Yisrael. Always talks positive about Am Yisrael. He feels the pain of Am Yisrael. So here the Gemara says that Gideon was exactly like Moshe. The same way, actually was the spark of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. The same way that Moshe always stood up for Am Yisrael and defended Am Yisrael, Gideon was exactly the same way. So now here, Rabbi Shimshon Mistropoli, he says, when the Pasuk says that Achar te'asef, it doesn't say ve'achar, and later, it says Achar. What does it mean? So that means that at this moment that you cannot go on the mission. So now later on, Gideon is going to come. That is actually you. Gideon was Moshe. And then he's going to take revenge from the Midianim. So that's why he says Achar. That means after you leave this world. Not now. Unless you should say Ve'achar. You follow? That means Gideon, whatever that Moshe was not able to do at that moment, he concluded his task. So now here, obviously your question is, what's your question? Why Moshe was not able to go on the mission? Why? What happened? Why didn't he go? Okay, fine, so what? So that was before the Torah, and he had excuse. He didn't do it purposely, so what?
Pinchas was supposed to go to do this job.
No, why? Hashem told Moshe. He didn't tell go Pinchas. Moshe told Pinchas, but Hashem told Moshe.
He was living in Midian.
Fine, so what does it mean he was living in the Midian?
Same thing that when Israel were in Midian, they couldn't revenge from Midian. It says in Torah, you cannot, not revenge, but it says somehow
we
have to be not appreciated.
So he didn't want to be this appreciative to Midian because, you know, he find a wife there. You know how hard it is to find a wife? You know, so, you know, he had a job there. You know how hard it is to find a job. So he didn't want to be disappreciative. He wanted to show gratitude to Midianim, so he didn't go. So there's an interesting midrash. When Moshe came to Midian, the daughter of Yisro, they said to their father, we covered what?
That he didn't want to appreciate the Midian.
To be disappreciated?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So he's looking for another reason than Moshe
didn't open. No, it's okay. So, which is greater, to be disappreciated or to take revenge for a mistake?
Revenge for a mistake.
Which one is worse?
Because you are Yehudi.
Ah, Chazak Baruch. Very nice.
And they say, this is the child of Akadosh Baruch Hu, look how he's acting.
Beautiful, very nice. So now here the Midrash says that the daughters came to Yisro and they said, Ish Mitzri, Hitzilanu Miyad Haroim. Remember? Yeah. What did they say? No, the daughter told Yitro that Egyptian man, they say he saved us.
Yeah, because Moshe Rabbeinu told them, didn't tell them I'm Hebrew. He said I'm Mitzri.
Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom.
No. He got punished for that.
Chas v'shalom. No, chas v'shalom, no. Yeah, so now the Midrash brings a story about someone that was running toward the river. So all of a sudden, he put his foot in the water. So what happened to him? I'm sorry?
It's cold.
No, the snake bit him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the snake bit him. You know, he ran to the river to wash. So there was somebody just about to get drowned. So he grabbed his foot, and he was saved. So he came out and said, oh, Baruch Hashem, the snake saved me. Who saved him?
The one that was drowning.
No, the one was drowning is saying that the snake saved me. Who saved him?
No, the man.
The man saved him.
But if the snake didn't bite him, he wouldn't run to the water to see
them. Oh, so actually, who saved him?
The snake
saved him. Because if he was not bit by the snake and would not run to the river, so then it was not me saved. So now here, that's what the daughter of Israel said. Say, Ish Mitzri. They were not referring to Moshe. They were referring to the one that he killed. If he would not kill the Egyptian in Mitzrayim, would he run to Midian? He would not run to Midian. So now, because he killed the Egyptian, so now he ran to Midian. So now that means the daughter of Yitro, they were so appreciative all the way back. What caused that Moshe come to Midian? You follow? So here Midrash is telling us that how we have to pay attention that all the benefit that we gain and all the favor that they do to us. So what's the source? Where is it coming from? To the extent that here we see that the daughters of Yisroel, they're going back, you know, what caused that Moshe will appear in Midian? And what was the cause? That he had to kill the Egyptian. They're not referring to Moshe Chas V'Shalom. It's the Ish Mitzri, just like the Masaf, the one that had to wash off the poison of the snake. The snake saved the one that was drowning. So now here we see, like in the process of Makot, also, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom did not hit the water,
yes.
Hit the ground. But why? Because if you hit the water, and then the water is going to say, ouch! I saved you. How can you hit me? Right?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
The water say, ouch.
And the
Malachim, you hear the Malachim? You hear the Malachim?
You don't have to hear it, but they get hurt. It's appreciated.
But who said you have to kiss your chair before you put it back? How do people put the chair back when they get up?
They
put it back usually?
They put it back.
But how do you put it back? With your hand or your feet?
Your hand is
hand, not feet. You don't use your feet?
No, don't kick your
How about, how do you open the door? With your hand or your feet? With your hand?
Yeah.
Because there's a mark of the feet on the bottom of the doors.
But sometimes they have to begin and they do stuff in their hand, that's why they can
open. You're permitted to use your feet then?
Sometimes. It depends on the situation.
Sometimes it can be disappreciative to the door to kick it. You just, water has a malach, door doesn't have a malach. Huh? What happened? The water has angels, but the door, you can kick it? What happened?
You don't kick it, you push it, it's closed.
But the door made to push it with your feet or with your hand?
With your hand.
So why you use your feet?
But the hand was busy with something else holding.
So you have an excuse now. Moshe didn't have an excuse now to go to Midian? So that means to be appreciative is only if you have an excuse or not. If you have an excuse, you can be disappreciative.
That's the shadow.
No?
No.
That's what we have concluded.
That's the wrong conclusion.
Right, so here... You see, very interesting message that obviously the ground and the water, they don't have any feelings. But here, the point of matter here is, as Rabbeinu Dessler, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Yivracha, says, Adyam Nif'al Kifi Pe'ulato, what means that your character is accumulation of the action that you take. What does that mean? So that means if you feel it's okay to open the door with your feet and put the chair back with your feet, then you use your feet for other matters that you should not use also. Why? Because you got to have it. You got to have it. It's not that the water is going to say, ouch. But the Gemara says, the well that you drink from should not throw a stone in it. So why not? No. I feel good if I throw a stone in the well. So what's the big deal? Well, what's going to happen? You're going to hear the sound. You want to see the water, how it splashes. Huh? So why not? The Gemara says, no. Why? Because if you benefited somehow from anything, anybody, So now you cannot act without respect, not politely.
Not humanistic.
But we do. Why? As you said, we have excuse. Yes. So now here, as we covered before, so here we learn that even to take a revenge from people that did such a vicious thing is not as important as to be appreciated. That's how we covered it, not the other way around.
Yes.
So that means to show appreciation, that's much, much, much greater compared to go after the enemies that did such a terrible thing to Am Yisrael.
You have to care in order to be appreciated. If you don't care, then it's never going to happen.
Maybe when you be appreciative and you learn to be appreciative, that means you learn to care. Because till you don't learn that you have to be appreciative, you don't know what caring means.
If they take the coffee, they fill it up, or they move it without any carelessness, and you spill it all over, and then they walk away.
No, that's okay. That's okay. That's not a problem. Yeah. Because you have to be appreciative, because, like, let's say at home, if kids, Shalomi, they don't no, make a mess, so then you don't have this zechut to clean up after them. So this way, they give you something to do. So just imagine, like, if people, everybody drive safely, you know what's going to happen?
We'll make no more insurance malpractice.
It'll be a disaster. Lawyers are not going to make money. Body shop, they're not going to make any money. You know, the doctors, they cannot, you know, make bills, you know. You know, it was a disaster. No, but the point here is that if everybody does the right thing, you know, everybody, if, you know, take care of himself and, you know, take the vitamins, go exercise, what the doctor is going to do? Oh, hi, doctor.
Huh?
John? So here we see, you know, you have to be appreciative that you have something to do. Like, you know, if everything is clean, all the janitors are going to be out of job. Nobody going to clean now. Everything's clean. You know, you're going to send them back where they came from. Yeah? So now as daughter of the Yisrael, you know, he teaches us such a powerful lesson. Ish mitzri hitzilanu. Ish mitzri, what mitzri? We have to go back to see what caused at this moment that you're benefited. You know what it is? What awareness, you know, you have to create. And that's what exactly we see on River Thing, that Rabbi Shimshon Misopoli teaching us, Hashem told them, Achar Te'asef. Yes, now you have to be appreciative to the Midian, but Gideon is going to come, and then whatever that you cannot do now, he's going to do later. So that means, even taking the revenge is not as important to have Cheshbdasht. Chesh dash, that means you have to recognize the salt. Where it can? Exactly. Chazaka Baruch. Yeah. You have to know where the salt came from. Yeah. And it takes lots of awareness. The constantly, especially the time that we go through, that we have to appreciate so much. So much.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.